Philippians, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. I need a secretary. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 15. It says, this is a faithful saying. 1 Timothy 1, 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Everybody should accept it. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Before we sit down, let me localize that word sinners there. You may reflect and say, but I'm redeemed, I'm not a sinner. It's not talking about people who do wrong. It's not talking about the wrong people do. It's talking about the nature that does wrong. They didn't catch it. By their family. When man fell, man inherited a sinful history. Can I tell you a secret? Anything that is natural cannot be altered. We don't mind these people. Anything that is natural is like telling a dog to stop barking. Now, it came into the world. I bring you a word from the Lord today. Faithful to say. Let's lift the hands to God. I say, God, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
And you came to save me. You came to save me. You had me in mind. When people want to get married, you know, they write a lot of commentaries in their posts and all of that. And the lady said, God had me in mind when he meet you. May she say that for life. Well, I can tell you, God had me in mind when he sent Jesus. Let's give him praise and give him thanks. He said, everybody must accept this. Jesus Christ came. Bible says, all have sinned. That sin is a sin nature. My people, do you know nobody teaches us to do wrong? You don't coach anybody how to steal. I mean, how not to be caught, how to lie, but to make people do good, yeah. My people, in fact, you have to overtake them and be doing it. Nobody saw you, oh my God. Father, we thank you. But this is worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ, it is saved. Father, Lord, we thank you. Open your sanctuary to us, the place of your presence. Release us from here, having been different from how we did. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence. Welcome to God's house. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. This is a faithful saying. We've been looking at the none or no parallax nature of God. No parallax nature of God, or the fact that there's no variableness in God. Hallelujah. The parallax notion is to view the same thing obtaining different results. You are looking at the same thing, and each time you do your measurement, the product of that measurement is different. Essentially because of what? Positioning. So if you take it from this side, the measurement will be different. It's just the variableness of calculation. That's why the mean of certain data become the most trusted product you can use. Why? The variableness of things. The variableness of things. And that's why in economics, they postulate hypothesis about which except all things are equal, which I never said. Amen. So the yardstick in measuring the yardstick of economists. They postulate a situation that does not exist, giving us a benchmark by which they can tell us this will only happen if everything is equal. But thank God, nothing changes in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nothing changes. To that, I bring you a word from the Lord today. Faithful. So, my dear family, God has capacity to say. How? Look at verse 16 of last scripture. He said, how be it for this cause, that is for the cause of the saving grace of Christ, I obtain mercy. If for this cause, because Jesus Christ came to save people, including me, I obtain mercy that in me, look at this word, that in me first, Jesus Christ might display. You know when you want to people, may marriage be good for life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You know, I've seen the preparation that goes into marriage. You know, how people dance and dance and dance and dance and dance. And dance. You know, myself and my cousin, I was younger then. I didn't understand what she was about. We were watching, I did my youth service in Kaduna, so she hosted me. So she had married. I was not talking about marriage. So anyway, you know, on the TV how they show the clip of some people who just got married. You know, maybe their dads are famous or something like that. Anyway, she saw this girl dancing herself out. My sister said, you also see. It is cheaper at all. Ah, you are still dancing. You also see. I never forget. You know, she has such a dramatic wedding. Oh, that my cousin, God bless her life. She has such a dramatic marriage. I don't know where she got this sticker. You know, the dash, you know, is it the dashboard? You know, not the dashboard. No, not the bumper. You know, when you sit inside the car, right? Yeah, you have the pigeonhole, you know, on top of it. What's that word called?
Dashboard.
Oh, that dashboard. She went to put on that dashboard. I'm married. I don't know where she got. Maybe somebody consulted it for her. In her husband's car, he said, anybody you carry, let them know. Oh my gosh. May God show us mercy. Huh? But I can tell you, you know, nothing is wrong with marriage except the operators. Okay? But see, this is where I'm going. When people want to get married, there's a dress they put in the display.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to the shop, right? They put a dress in the display to tell you how you will look if you buy that gown. Now, that's exactly what Paul is saying here. That's all that divergence I say about my cousin is just about the dress, really. But you know, but my prayer is that you will look well all your married life.
Amen.
You know, the volume of investment that goes into marriage, right? You know, I don't, you know, it's wasteful if you won't continue like that. Did you catch it? It's there's no sense in it, to be honest. Because I tell people, well, if you know we'll divorce, we shouldn't be here. We should have married. We should have done ourselves good. Say, look, we won't last though. You know, anyway, hopefully, you know, there will be teachers who will also educate people that there's nothing wrong with marriage except the operators. Now, see what the Bible says here. I want to show you something here. He said, how be it for this cause, that is for the cause of the faithfulness of Christ to save, I obtain mercy. Look how it says that in me, I will be a prototype of God's commitment to save those who do wrong. See what I say? He said that in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth unending. You don't know it takes suffering to continue. You don't know.
Yes.
You don't know it takes suffering. Oh. If you can't suffer long, don't marry you. Just be by yourself like that. Just go and be living on top of a tree. Praise God. Can I tell you a secret? To be a redeemer, you must suffer longer. Bible says, consider not that the long suffering of the Lord leaded it to repentance. God suffers long, my people. If God does not suffer long, he will be alone here. He will say, look, angel, even angel, look, I don't need anybody. Praise God. What Bible says, look at that scripture, my people. Bloody. So that you can have hope. Amen. You can do what? Yeah, you think you are suffering? Let's see how long your suffering is. So before when you see how long God's suffering is, I said, God, Daddy, sorry, I'm sorry. Let me take this. I've not even started suffering. But you see, that suffering is not suffering as if you are impaired or damaged, but waiting for hope that brings change. That's what people don't add to their long suffering, to whatever they think they are suffering. No, you are not suffering. You are doing something that will bring change, and you will endure to the end of it. On the day of my heart service will I wait until change comes. The suffering of God is not because he's just recklessly taking pain. No. You are diligently working on something, knowing that, look at what God did in the life of Saul. He suffered so long and he reaped so well. Say, I will reap well.
I will reap well.
We don't suffer long. We suffer in hope. It's not long. You see, don't be suffering as if people should be pitying you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Our suffering has purpose.
Amen. Amen.
Our suffering does what?
Has purpose.
My people, own your fear like that. Amen. Own your fear like that. If you are not doing anything about it, oh sure, you will suffer for life. But see what you see here. Look at those, you know, Bible says God. Oh, if God is suffering long, you think you'll be here? He will have wiped you off sins. I'm telling you. Because Bible says God will mark. Now it looks like you float. Your leg won't touch ground at all. You just flow in the sky. You know, God can invoke anything to send anybody to hell. You don't know. Oh, go and ask those who call that woman in adultery. He can invoke, may God not be against you.
Amen.
He can invoke anything for your justification. And he will solve it. He can invoke, oh, you remember the story of Moses? They challenged him because he married an Ethiopian woman.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And God said, don't worry, let me talk to them. Yeah, hallelujah. Oh. But God will witness for you.
Amen.
Oh, he will support you.
Amen.
Now see what the Bible says here. Bible says here, he said, can we say this in amplified myself? Hallelujah!
Yeah.
He said, for this reason I found mercy, so that in me, as the chief of sinners, that is, you see that chief of sinners in anything? He said, I give ventilation to the nature of sin in me. My people, there are some things you say, I don't have heart for that. You don't know, we have heart. There are certain things, you know, you have a sin nature. You have to, I can't do that one. But so, he gave ventilation to the nature. My people, in fact, when they were stoning Stephen, oh my God, he told the people, don't worry, nobody will touch your clothes. He did not demean the manifestation of that nature in there. He gave ventilation to it. You don't know how anybody said, I did it all. We don't know what all that is. when somebody comes in, there's something I didn't do. My people, may you not know that detail. But they escaped. My people, they escaped. Now, see what the Bible says here. He said, for this reason, so that in me, as the foremost of sinners, that is somebody who gave ventilation to the nature of sin, Jesus Christ might demonstrate. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, you think patience is just idle? Well,
People who truly patient, who are truly patient, they have a hope in future. They have a hope they are looking for.
Amen.
Praise God. And patience does not fail. James chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. He said, allow patience to have a company. Patience is a spirit, is an agent, is a minister of God. He said, let patience have a complete work in you, that you may be complete, entire, wanting nothing. My grandma and sister, if you patiently engage a subject by faith before God, that subject will come out all. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, what you've been diligently engaging is that you tolerated the situation. You are not doing anything about it. You are crying. You are just, you know, if you are making it worse. But see the patience of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul was giving his testimony, I'm sharing with you today the faithfulness of God to save. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul, giving account of his own works, he said, I persecuted the church of Jesus Christ and I wasted it. But Jesus didn't say, Jesus was saying, don't worry. When Jesus finished, he said, I labor more than everybody else. Now, if your patience is not targeting to a purpose, my people, may you not waste.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now, see what he says here. He said, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example or pattern for those who will believe in him for eternal life. Okay, these things to say you are talking long about, match it with the outcome of Jesus' soul. Did he produce a point of his soul? Or that soul is becoming more soul and soulish? Because some things, the way we treat some things, make it worse, not better. My people, he that is forgiven much does what? Love much. Oh, you don't know the scripture? He that is forgiven much.
Love much.
Now look at verse 17. How does the salvation of God work? So that if you are extending salvation to anything, you know, I've had, you know. Oh my God. Tell me he's a wicked person. I tell you. He's a wicked person. Don't tolerate it. Don't tolerate it. You won't know him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said, now to the King of the ages, eternal, immortal, invisible. Can you bring this up in KJV? See what it says here. He says, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, say the only wise. That's the subject of our contemplation today. He said, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Now, you see, if God be the only wise, and many people claim to be wise, then that wisdom they are practicing is sure different from this one that God has, which make him what?
Only wise.
Now we're going to explore that wisdom today. What is the wisdom of God behind the saving grace? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Talking about this wisdom of God, the Bible says, we speak it among those who have understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. He said, I'll be in this wisdom we are talking. And my prayer is that truly you will look at the pattern of God's, how God works his own salvation. So that now that you know, you can inherit that format. Because some of us, is the way this lady chased her husband out of the house, how she changed the door lock. That's how you know. May you not know evil.
Amen.
Or how somebody, you know, I'm not talking of ladies, so I'm talking of anybody. Yeah, evil doesn't have gender. Oh, you know, If you see some, anyway, just hear me. I'm not, okay? All right. Now, the Bible says here, what we are seeing, it can be only understood by those who are perfect. And Bible says, be as perfect as your Father in heaven is what? Now, so there's a wisdom of God. If you don't understand that wisdom, check your salvation. How you now become to speak like God. And how you were before the patience of God brought you to what you become today. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my people. Do we know? You see this salvation thing? Look at it this way. Some people were in a hole. People were in a hole. And God, in his mercy, threw a rope. Only one person can come out. Threw a rope inside. And you came out. Instead of you to throw the rope back, you can say, Father, thank you for this rope. Can you throw the rope back? No. In our not being thoughtful, we treat salvation like that. Others can die.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, I'm out. Don't do that. The same thing that was extended to you, do what? Keep God in our the wisdom of God's salvation. What is the wisdom behind the salvation? Now, the Bible says here, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect? Yet, we're talking about the only wise God. So there are categories of wisdom. As a matter of fact, what some people call wisdom, when you put in the scale of God, utter foolishness. You see, hallelujah. Bible says God confounds the wise by things that appear foolish to them. That's how they kill Jesus. Bible says, if the prince of this world had known, no, I will never forget one decision God gave me. You know, if the prince of this world knew, anybody who tried to kill Jesus will kill him. That's how it is, the answer. You see, the one announcing, that's why Jesus goes, don't kill him more. Don't touch him more. God bless you, Sheila. God bless you. You know, if Jesus about to fall, he will carry him. Master, come for. Say the wisdom of God.
The wisdom of God.
You know, this said something because of want of time. Let me wrap up. So much to learn, okay? But see what the Bible says here. How be it, my sister, my brother, inherit the wisdom of God. Bible calls it the only wise. It's not found in anywhere. If you are not tolerant to accept the wisdom of God, my people, may you not do your work over and over and over and over and over.
Hey.
God doesn't need to do one sacrifice, sir. Bible says by once. If Jesus died once, hallelujah. He didn't have to die many times. And that wisdom establishes salvation that is total. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, he said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the princes of this world. That does what? That's why I told you, if you use the wisdom of this world, you have to repeat it. Now, if Jesus will come again, they won't touch him. I tell you. Praise the Lord. But it came to zero already. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, let me share with you. When God wants to save you, he will take you to a situation that appears very bad. But there's wisdom in it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Look at verse 18 of that same scripture. See what it says here. See what it says. My dear family, and that is why you must never leave God. Okay? Don't leave God. No, I'll show it to you. You see that thing that happened to do this half this in the church today? Oh, you know, it perfect wisdom. You see, what she may not know is that you see that situation? Huh? We'll see exactly what God prepared for us today. God wants to validate her. You see, everything she does that people don't know, there must be a foolishness that claims to be wisdom that will attack her so that she can be verified and be brought to open, and her secret work, which is done by God, can be revealed.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. Let's go quickly. Look at what the scripture says here. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. No, if she would tell them, I don't do that, would they listen? Oh. But a witness had to be raised up who will be found to be a liar, like Satan. Can you imagine? My son doesn't do that. My son can't lie. And you know, except God stand for you, there are no evidences. They will believe them. Praise God. But say God is in it. Now, somebody say, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish, foolishness, but to us which are saved. So that when you see things that look cloudy, just know that, oh, okay, if God is in it, I'll be fine, okay? There is the power of God in it. He said, but to us which are saved, this thing that appear foolish is the power of God. Look at verse 19. Praise the Lord. For it is written, say, I will destroy. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Let's stand up on our feet. It doesn't matter what is construed, devised, constructed, however they determine it. They have made it total and complete. Bible says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and it will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Look at verse 20. It says, where is the wise? And where is the scribe? Hallelujah. Who is this disputer? Who is this person saying, my son doesn't say like that? I believe my son. Who is a liar today? Who will take that woman serious for life? Not in that school. That's how she lied about Zadiola. Now, that's how God will establish certain things so that that thing will touch you for life again. In the name of, are you here or you left? Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, but you see, when you are going through that situation, you think you have things are against you. No. See what he said? He said, where is the disputer of this world? Hallelujah. Who is the person disputing or challenging the instance of God in your life? Tell them to wait. Don't die. He said, had not God made foolish whoever believed her that said, she that said her child doesn't do that, and those that believe her, who will cover faith today? Praise the Lord. Who will cover faith today? Now, see what he said in verse 21. See what he said. Oh, Lighthouse, are you here?
Yes,
for after that, in God's wisdom, God allowed this thing to go that way. Oh my God, you didn't know it's God's wisdom working for us. You didn't know. Oh, listen to it. He said, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. They can't think God will come out for her. God, by the foolishness of the preaching to it pleased God that by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. If this is a long story, you remember the story of Daniel. All right, you remember the story of Daniel? In Daniel chapter 6, he was the head of three that were head of 120, right? Prayer provinces, and they didn't like him. All right? And God constructed in his wisdom that how am I going to overrule and overturn this? They conspired it. Their goal was that he would be taken out from among them. And they devised it so much in their wisdom. How are we going to get this man? Let's put him to lion. My people, say cruel.
Cruel.
The tender mercy of the wicked is cruel. God will put you in their hands.
Yeah.
My people, how will somebody construct? If they should have said king should fire him. But they said they wanted to have an utter end, not knowing that in God's wisdom, they are the one that will be utterly gone. And their family, you know, they cleared them and their family. Now, but see what happened to Daniel. Daniel chapter 6. Look at it from verse 25. My time is up. Look at this. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 25. Hallelujah. They made the king do what he would not have done so that the power of God to save may be established. They would have just been living their life normally. But see what happened. Then, after the drama, after everybody came out and those people were put inside, case settled like that. But the wisdom of God is going somewhere. The king Darius wrote unto how many people?
Oh.
Including those who didn't know the story before. and the nations and languages are under his terrain, God will proclaim you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. He said that dwell where? In the wisdom of God. Peace be to you and be multiplied. Look at the next verse. We're going to 27, my dear. Verse 26. I make a decree that in every dominion of my God. Now, don't forget, the decree he issued before was that nobody should pray to any other God, but that the God of heaven may be proclaimed as God above all gods. We read that in Psalm 86 when we were praying this morning. There's among the gods, there's no one like you, and no one that can do the things you do. He said that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before who? For who? He is the living God, is dead. Yahweh is dead and faithful for life, steadfast for life and changing. And his kingdom is that which nobody can destroy. And his dominion shall be even to the end of the earth. See what he gave to Daniel, the last verse there, 27. He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has they won't forget. You see that thing that woman did in this school will become a testimony against her for life. Even if she has 10 children, if they come, don't listen to that woman. No, she wants to close down our school. No, you won't need to take your time to another school. There are no teachers here. He said, and deliver Daniel from the power of the lions. Look at the next verse. Verse 28.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we prosper. You know, when you plant a seed, you must gather out the stones. The wisdom of God will make room for you. Then lift up our hands and thank God. They should have left Daniel alone. They should have led D alone. D came here now thanking her God. But when she gets to the office, that woman didn't know what she has incurred. So that nobody like that will ever harass anybody in that, she, not in her, not from her family, will harass anybody like that again. Can I tell you a secret? As a matter of fact, they will start doubting parents who claim to say such things. Don't believe them. Oh, that's how that woman said the other time. Oh, that. Oh, you don't know where God. Oh, you don't know the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. So that when any woman comes now and say, my son, we've heard that before. You don't know the. You know, you haven't been to some places and you say something and say, no, we have heard that before. Let's pick up our hands and give God thanks. Father, Lord, I thank you. Come, you know this song? Jesus, da 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 out. I can imagine how terrified you would feel that day when that time was sticking out. You know what? God will turn the fear to the enemy. It will not be you that will be afraid anymore. It will be they that will be afraid. Oh my God. Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We give you glory. God knows how to save the righteous and to reserve the wicked for destruction. Father Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you did for your daughter. Thank you for what you are working out in many lives here. By your wisdom. That, Genesis 15:20. He said, you thought it for evil, but God was working it for my good. You thought it for evil, but God was working it for my good. You thought it for evil, but God was working it for our good. Father Lord, we thank you. Bless her, bless her, bless her be thy name. In Jesus' precious name. My dear family. God doesn't suffer long for nothing, my dear brother and sister. The patience and the long suffering of the Lord is not a waste. It's to put an utter end to an affliction. My prayer is that you will learn from that. And let it be your show, your pattern of going through things, so that you not think you are wasting, but you are waiting for the change that is imminent. Father Lord, we bless you. We turn everything that looks heavy to light here today. Yes. About anything anybody is crying secretly, exchange it for laughter. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, through the pattern of what you did in their life, may they tell others. Let God work it out for you.
Amen.
Father, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please stretch your hands also towards me and pray for me. That I will not walk in my own wisdom. Neither will I exchange the wisdom of God for the wisdom of men. I will not walk in the wisdom that man teaches. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of discomfort. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he really does he meditate there and night. Now that will be my utmost reflection. Father Lord, that I may declare the word of God among them that are perfect, doing the will of God from the heart. Father Lord, we thank you. Blessed, blessed thy way. May it be thy name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I almost said, we are sorry we exceeded time. Maybe you just missed a bad accident.
Amen.
My prayer is that God will just work things out. I'm not trying to tell you, but I can tell you, the long suffering of the Lord is to bring an end to an affliction. Blessed are the grace of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. To all the married people, there is hope in your marriage. Let's hope. And for my children who are planning to marry, please go ahead. I approve that message. We'll find good in it. In Jesus' name. Amen.